All right, let's try this one. Call the meeting to order. Roll call.
Murphy.
Here.
Buffo. Perry.
Here.
Ping.
Yes.
Robbins.
Yes.
Stuber.
All right, want to join me in the Pledge of Allegiance? Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Right. Public comments. I don't have the list, but you want to come up and introduce yourself? Come on.
Okay. My name is Catherine Hansen. I own a property at 301 North P Street. Yeah, I'm not sure when I'm supposed to say what I came for.
No, right now.
Okay.
You're on.
I'm just wondering, my dead ash tree has been axed and ribboned to be cut down. And I'm just wondering when you think the budget might... It's on Tolono property.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering when you think the budget might be able to handle putting it down.
Not sure. We're doing budget stuff now.
Uh-huh.
So, I'm sure it's in the mix of trees getting cut down. But I don't have a definite answer
that's,
for you because our maintenance guy's not here.
The piece just fell out of it, right?
I'm sorry.
No, it's a different one, I think. This one's been X'd for a while,
it's
I believe.
Down by me.
And
oh, okay.
It, branches do drop. It's right on Quarry Lane.
Yeah.
You know, so I wouldn't have branches.
It's been, I think it's been X for at least for quite a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and sell my house again. I've been trying for some years, and I think it might be more saleable if the tree weren't there. But anyway, whenever you think you can.
Okay.
I'll appreciate it.
If, maybe call the office on Thursday, and we'll have a better answer for you.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Thank you.
What was that address?
What was that address?
301.
It was
Peace. P-E-A-S.
She had it as a...
it's on the corner.
Bed and breakfast for a while.
It's on the corner.
Go ahead,
Mr. Me.
You want to talk to it? You? Come
me.
Join us.
I'm going to go over some TIF stuff.
Yeah.
Do you want to do that now, or do you want to do
we can do it now.
Okay. I might go a little over 5 minutes. Is that right?
That's fine.
Okay. So, I'm putting together, and I'm knee-deep and thousands of dollars deep into a pretty major plan for renovations at my bar involving drainage and an outdoor patio area and some other things. And so... I suspect this will be kind of a long conversation with all of you, and I'm here tonight to start that conversation, and I kind of want to go over the scope of the project that I'm putting together with you guys, get some feedback from you, and I can give you some numbers of what I'm looking at, and then some of my drawings that I've gotten from the engineering companies, and some bids and stuff like that, and I'm still working on some more bids. So. I just really wanted to go over the kind of the scope of the project first. Randy, do you want one?
Sure, thanks.
Did you want?
Sorry.
You're okay?
Thanks.
We may get roped into this at some point. I don't know. Share one with you too. So if you guys don't if you'd be willing just to kind of look at, if as I talk through page one here, and then you can look at these other things on at your own time. What I've got going here, if we could look down at the rationale for this project, is I want to address specific storm drainage issues near and within my parking lot that remain unresolved. I want to enhance the functionality of the tavern. I want to come into compliance with local codes for my beer garden, and I can't do that while my beer garden is underwater. I want to improve the customer experience. I want to add value to the downtown. I want to beautify the downtown, and I want to solidify my bar as a destination for live music, particularly our outdoor festivals that we do in the parking lot. The biggest thing that really I'd like to talk to you tonight about is the drainage problem, because it's phase one, because I can't get my beer garden compliant until I build my beer garden, and I can't build my beer garden and take care of all the water that stands there. With that said, I just wanted to kind of explain to you the problems, or tell you, describe to you, I should say, the problems that I have on the property. I have a couple different things. One of the main problems is that the library has downspouts that drain directly onto my property. Library is a big property. It's elevated. When they build it several feet above my property. And it's got several downspouts that are within 10 feet of my property, and they spill downhill across some gravel and then just right up against the side of my building. And it finds spots in the lower part of my parking lot where right in front of the building. Additionally, at the front of my property, right on Main Street, there is an inlet there. It's a manhole cover. The water rushes down the road from the crown of the road. It goes up against the library curb. It rolls down that curb, and it doesn't go into the manhole. It goes past it and flows onto my property. And between those, and then there is a storm drain at the back of my property, and it's tied to nothing. I've had it investigated by engineers, so it's not tied to anything right now. So the drainage is really like kind of phase one of this thing. And I have, if anyone would like one, I bought, Rob, it looks like, I'm seeing that you might have shared some of this with people electronically, maybe.
Yeah, I've sent a couple.
Sure. But I have hard copies here if that helps you at all, for your reference. Page one of this is the existing topography. That's the current topography for the site done by Harkey Engineering. If you look at the top where it says existing inlet, that's the trouble spot right there. If you look at that has no water really goes in that inlet because it's not a curb inlet. It's just a manhole cover at a sloped area, and the water just rushes right past it. Our plan is to change that from a curb from a manhole inlet to a curb inlet. Bring that curb all the way across, so that will really solve like tons of the problem right there. And then if you look on page one again here, about in the middle of the page, it says proposed inlet right at the corner of the bar above where it says Tolona Public Library. That would be a new drain, and that would take care of the library's water. So that's like drain number two. So like I kind of look at this like the inlet, so that's drain number two. There's a proposed inlet kind of in the middle, smack dab in the middle of the parking lot. That's another drain. And then at the back of the parking lot, at the bottom of the page, it says, there's another inlet back there that will be added. And all this will tie together and then tie in back to the top of the page. There's a lot of information here and a lot to digest, I know, and so I'm just here tonight to kind of start the conversation and kind of explain to you my problems, and also at the same time kind of share my vision for beautifying the property, and really this drainage thing is one aspect of it. The third page of the paperclip item I gave you has bids. And so just the demolition and the demolition of the site would be $1,200 and some change. And then all the drainage part of it is $9,000 and some change before we get into the beautification and the building, actually building the patio and I'd love to entertain any questions you have about any of it, or at least specifically maybe about the drainage issues.
So you think overall it'd be 34 and some change, 34,000-ish?
The one bid I don't have yet is to asphalt everything at the end.
Okay.
Because the concrete, the way the vision that I have right now, what I've drawn up, is a raised slab right in front of the, right up against the building, like where my crappy little wooden entrance is, you know, that would be tore out and there would be just a raised, like 10-foot slab there that basically just step up and that would go across the whole width of the front property. And then there'd be a patio poured out there about 25 feet, so there'd be substantial concrete work. And then there'd be some concrete work along the edge of the building to tear out what's there and to make it ADA accessible in the back door. That would be nice, and it would also make it nice where I could build something a little nicer for outdoor beer service for our festivals, because it's all kind of rickety there on broken concrete and broken asphalt. So what we're thinking and what Ted Harkey came up with is we do the drainage project, then we do the concrete project, and then when we're done, we get it re-asphalted, just built up to the levels of all the concrete, and we can get it striped for parking at that point. So I don't have a bid for the asphalt yet. This bid and all these numbers that I have here so far include a pretty substantial outlay for a permanent stage. That's certainly negotiable and something we can talk about. Maybe that's something that could get pushed to next year, you know, if that's in the better interest of me or everyone. And I still need to put together the drawings of what I want the stage to look like and get that to you. So I think that's, the asphalt is kind of an unknown quantity right now, and then I think whether or not we get serious about you guys helping me with that stage or not is an unknown right now. But yeah, I think as the project stands right now, it's at 35,000, which doesn't include 3,500 I've already spent with engineers and surveying. And it doesn't include any asphalt or striping. So it would push past $40,000.
Is this a cost share, or are you just wanting the TIF to put the whole bill?
I don't want TIF to put the whole bill in, because I think I should have some skin in the game as well. But I think we should, I have some opinions about what, I'll take as much help as I can get, because I need help, because it's pretty tough. I don't really make dough at my bar. It's more of a artistic vision, and might make some money. I'm gonna have to pay for it in a couple of years, so maybe we'll start making money then. But right now, it still operates at a loss every year. I spend a lot of time there. I'll take all the help I can get. At the same time, I think me asking for money to help me, say, build an outdoor stage, is a lot different thing to say than, will you help me deal with this water that's running off the road, running off the library, into, you know, a drainage system that doesn't really exist yet, and can we solve that? So I feel strongly about getting help with the drainage aspects. I would love help with the beautification aspects and the functionality aspects too, but to the degree that it's fair, you know, for the taxpayers.
And we've looked at this too. If you go by and look at it, the catch basin, the sidewalk ends, catch basin's here, so all the water runs down Main Street to the end of that sidewalk and then onto his property and misses the catch basin. So he gets all the water from Main Street.
I do.
So.
And if we get, and if that, so the proposal is that we would just, instead of that being flat there, basically the curb and the sidewalk would come across half of my entrance there.
And then make a drive over sidewalk on
that one.
And connect it to the IJ sidewalk.
Right, yes. So it improved the sidewalk there too, and to, you know, beautify the sidewalk there, and that would keep all the road water off the property. And then the inlet that we're proposing at the edge, at the corner of the property, is super important, because that would grab that library water. And then we're proposing two more inlets, one in the middle of the property, one at the very back where there's already a drain that does nothing. It's been checked by Ted. It goes nowhere. It doesn't do anything.
I think the IJ put the drain in as a, how do they describe it, Ryan? Is it just for the drain spouts and it just kind of soaks in?
Yeah.
It's just to alleviate a little bit.
Yeah.
It does what it's designed to do.
Sure, okay.
So.
And I didn't know that, so I didn't really
know. But that's because it's
Yeah.
They put it in themselves, the village didn't do that, or nor did it tie in.
So if we drop something in there, then we'll tie it all into that back drain, the drain in the middle of the lot, the drain I'm proposing at the corner of the building for the library water. That would all tie in to this modified inlet at the top of the property, at the top of the property by the road. The cool thing about that too is that would give some nice relief back there for a,
The two mechanic shops.
Yeah, you said a mechanic shop too, you know, and they're awesome people and wonderful neighbors, and you know, that rain we had the other day, I got pictures, I'll send them to you, it is hellish. It was hours and hours of water all the way from the road, all the way to Great Western Avenue, and you know, and that's.
It's sad because they spent, I don't know how much they spent when they put that drainage system right down Main Street.
I know.
It's a nice drainage system right down Main.
And back Great Western too, you know, they did, I mean, they did wonderful work, because I, you know, I was, before you were mayor, I had all kinds of problem at the studio at 7 North Bourne, getting water in the basement all the time. The day they put that new drain in at, down the middle of Great Western Avenue, my basement dried out, it's never had a drop of water in it since. So they took, so that took care of me, you know what I'm saying? But they could have, like, you know, and done something with that. But I understand it's private property. It's a shame we couldn't just tie on at that point somewhere in my lot.
If they would have coordinated it better and you could have.
Or talked to us.
You know, we had it all tore up and you could just tie it into it real quick.
I think I didn't own the property at the time. I think they went to and asked the previous owner of the bar and said, we could do this and it would cost you this. And they're like, I'm not freaking doing that. So here we are.
Well, this gives us a lot of information to look at. I think from looking at the TIF, I think there's what, if the TIF people that oversee it are right, which their numbers are.
That's a big if.
I know, their numbers are always fuzzy.
That projection she gave us back in December or whatever was a projection, and I haven't compared it to the numbers of our actual.
We'll have to keep look, make sure we have money in the TIF.
Sure.
We should, if everything goes the way they're projecting, we should have a little bit, but not a lot. I think around 20,000 maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Then next year, it'll be a lot more, and then next year, a lot more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And up until the end of the TIF in 2024?
Six, I think.
2026. So,
yeah, and
it just, as it progresses.
And I don't, you know, I don't know.
And I don't want to pull any money out of our general fund right now because.
Sure.
All the revenues are down right now, and we've got a lot of stuff to do.
When does the TIF give more money in it? You told me it had about 20 grand in it.
Well, that's
ish.
Their projections this year is about 20 grand.
And that money, like if you guys love this thing and wanted to use that money, are you saying that money is available today or it's available like later?
Do you know when it?
It'll be after the first of the year.
Okay. After the first of the year.
So kind of no money right now, and then some money after the first year, roughly 20 grand.
The first of the year after that, it'll be a little bit more than that. So
we're looking at a year and a half before there's substantial.
Okay. Exactly.
Okay.
We're getting closer. So.
Yeah, no, that's cool. I get it. I mean, it doesn't.
It's better than us have to pay into the TIF. The last couple of years, we've had to pay money into the
mm-hmm.
TIF to keep it
mm-hmm.
even.
Okay. So no money right now till
closer
for the,
to the end
for the rest of this year.
First of the year.
Okay. Well, let's. Talk about it and keep working on it, you know.
If we have a plan going forward and we can, that's helpful. I mean, this is great.
It's a start, you
it's
know.
A start.
Like I said, it's a start. So I need to do more, you know, more homework figure out how the asphalt did. And I will tell you, like, you asked a question about, like, what am I asking for, you know, like, and so I'm still kind of thinking about what I'm asking for, but in the back of my mind, I would be happy with, and I think it would be fair. If TIF paid for the drainage and the site plan, which is I think 9 or 10,000 plus 3,500, and then we could have a conversation about maybe going 50-50 with all the other things, and I'll have thousands of dollars and there, my you know some skin in the game there, you know, with the patio and the other beautification and functionality aspects. So. That's kind of where I feel is a good balance between super helpful to me and fair for the taxpayers and fair for what the money is for. So but that's just kind of my take on it. I could be talked out of that or whatever, so, or in any direction. So do you advise for me to move forward, Rob? Like, obviously, I'm going to get this asphalted and just kind of keep tidying up the numbers a little bit. But, and then I have the actual application. I have some questions about it. Should I move into the actual application, or should we just keep talking kind of generally one more
Let's
time?
Let's keep talking generally at least one more time, and
okay.
then the board has time to digest things.
Okay.
I mean, it's nice that we have some numbers.
Cool, yeah.
And kind of go from there.
That concrete work and the drainage work is the bulk of it, so you
yeah.
got much of the numbers there. So, okay.
Cool.
Awesome.
Any questions?
I really appreciate everybody's time. Does anyone have any other questions about any of it right now? You can always get my email from Brandy, and if you want to talk to me, if anyone wants to ever just come over and like walk around with me, I would love that, and I can point and say, here's that drain that's all fucked up, and I wish it wasn't like that, and,
yeah.
and we can talk about, you know, where the library water comes in, and
yeah, the library is disconcerting, because they did build the library up, what, 2-3 foot?
I don't know if we can talk to get those downspouts at least.
Yeah. And the downspouts point right onto his back of his property and just
they,
drench him.
It's like fire. I mean,
yeah,
it's pretty crazy. So
I'm surprised
that
it hasn't cracked your foundation.
But
right
that,
now.
But that would, you know, our plan would take care of that. We would take care of the library water. It'd have a spot right there for it, you know. So, right at the corner of my property, right where those downspouts are. So we would, yeah, we'd get that water from there. So, anyway, I look forward to moving forward with it, and I really appreciate everybody's time. I also would. You know, I want to be in compliance with, I'm sure there's lots of people, other bar owners that are saying, like, why doesn't Matt have a fence up, or why isn't Matt doing this, or why doing that, and to be honest, I just feel kind of, my hands are kind of tied until I get the area where my outdoor seating is, you know, get that water out of there, so, because it's needy, and it's hard, so, cool.
Cool.
Awesome.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, everyone. I really appreciate your time.
Thanks.
Rob, I'll go ahead and just plan on being here for the next meeting with the asphalt numbers and
okay.
maybe another round of questions if you guys want to. So.
Perfect.
Okay, cool.
Thank you.
Love it. Thanks, guys.
All right. No more updates. Engineering. What? So I don't think we really have anything updates on that, but now we're just waiting. Everything's submitted for the grant, and it's just waiting.
Did
so.
They ever turn in a number for administrating it?
No.
That's good.
Well, in fact, when I talked to her, she's like, well, since you didn't sign the thing, then we'll just, yeah. Like, it was our fault. I'm like, there's no numbers. How are we going to sign a blank piece of paper that
yeah.
to have you administrator it and there's no numbers?
You think they'd know how municipalities work.
Yeah. And I wasn't real impressed because, yeah, well, never mind. I won't get into all that. Any public work stuff you can think of?
Road projects are starting this week.
Oh, yeah, road projects starting this week.
Got a phone call. So if anybody's listening, make sure you got your cars moved if you're on the routes.
Can you have...
I got a phone call through Rave about it.
Can you have Rena update the...
on Facebook
the
already for everything.
Facebook and the...
She has.
She did.
Paper.
That's where
it's
I
already
saw
on.
She has
it's
already
on.
Well, she put it on there, but then there was some people questioning it. Well, why are they getting closed? And I didn't open them all up. I'm guessing it says road work and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it says road work and it's the
so
map.
I noticed that when I was driving
up here.
It
has the highlighted roads that are affected.
It was like the first thing that popped up and someone posted, well, why is this? I'm like,
she has that all in.
Okay, perfect. I actually didn't read her post. I just saw her post and then someone's comment. All right. So, police department?
Oh. One thing that... Talk in the future about capping off that 2-inch that goes down FS and it'll do.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We had our huge leak over by FS. That's the second one we've had over there.
Second one, and that there's a 6-inch that runs in the actual parking lot parallel to it, basically, that we could branch off of it and feed those two or three places. Because
it's the 2-inch one that busted last winter.
And then get rid of that 2-inch. That's the one that we're having the problems with. So that's kind of a simple, not simple, but...
Our guys can do that, right?
Easy, should be able to. We'll see how deep that 6-inch is, but...
And we think it just feeds... That 6-inch is just for the house?
FS, it'll do. And possibly that house that's south,
okay.
north of the
tracks,
but yeah. But we don't know that for sure.
So, it's a wonderful records. Yeah.
Matt did that on a nice hot day.
Yeah, at least it was water. But it was coming out good for a while. All right, police department. So what's going on?
So I think, and I don't know if you've heard anything else, I think we're maybe getting closer to getting some money to reimburse body cams.
Oh, cool.
Potentially, maybe the cost of the cameras from a grant. As most of you are probably aware, I'm the only person on the schedule for July. So I'm doing what I can. Really, other than that, that is about all I have, other than trying to keep up with stuff.
Justin and I talked a little bit before the meeting too. Read a few of the comments on Facebook and stuff over the...
Just a few?
I know, right?
I'm kind of disappointed with all the comments that nobody actually came in here.
Exactly.
To actually voice their opinion. That's disappointing to me.
I agree. One of the comments was, county's here and they will come and answer calls here if we don't have anybody on. We pay county taxes, we pay public safety tax, and all that stuff. They will answer calls here. Now, granted, they're not going to be super quick sometimes if they're not in the area, but normally they have a car that services this side of the county. They have a car that serves. They divide it up throughout the county, so they're here. If it's a super emergency, when it comes to the fireworks complaints, it's the 4th of July, and I would love to ask Medcat how many complaints they had about fireworks across the county.
Pretty sure they didn't go run after everyone.
So, and even if we had an officer here in town working that night, there was a lot of fireworks going off. So, and finding out where they're coming from and all that, you can't go kick in a door and yell at them because they're doing fireworks. It's a knock on the door, hey, you guys doing fireworks, knock it off.
Well, and county was in town.
They were. There was three cars in town at
10 o'clock-ish.
Yeah.
9:30, 10, but they were dealing with
an emergency.
An actual emergency.
So county is here, and I did talk to Justin too about maybe reaching out to county, and until our other full timer gets back, maybe seeing how much it would cost to contract one county officer to do some covering. These are Savoy's numbers.
2017 through May 2021.
Yeah, so I think. You can have this if you want it. I mean, Savoy pays over $500,000 to have three county officers cover their village. We don't even spend, I mean, our budget's $500,000 for the police department, but we don't even spend that because we budget four full-time officers, which we don't have. We budget every year, and every agency is having problems getting police officers hired. Simple as that. We've been trying to recruit. We're willing to put someone through the police academy, the 1-9 yards. Justin's talking to one guy now, but he has no experience. And even if we hired someone today that had no experience, we have to get them into the police academy. The police academies are all full because they're so far behind now doing recruits. It's 14 weeks in the police academy, another 3 or 4 months training on the street when they get out. So it's a year's worth of training before we can even turn them loose. So, but the whole point is getting someone to apply to get them hired. That's kind of where we're at on that. But we'll reach out to the sheriff's office. I mean,
what's our minimum age?
21. Okay. You have to be 21 to be a police officer. Your daughter's not old enough yet.
Nope, not thinking of her. Thinking of somebody else, but he's currently in the Marine Corps.
If she was old enough, we'd hire her in a heartbeat, though. Anything else? Sorry, I kind of stole your thunder.
I just think with the fireworks complaints, some people could probably police themselves as well as neighbors.
Go next door and say, hey, it's late. My kids are sleeping or trying to get my kids to bed or whatever. And most people are very respectful of that.
Well, I mean, it's that time of year, when I worked Friday and Saturday a couple weeks ago, it was fireworks, fireworks, fireworks. Then last weekend. I mean, there may be some stragglers from here on out, but, you know, basically you have those couple of weekends and it's normally busy. County doesn't respond to every firework call in the county. They will put it out for patrol or get it if they can, but for everyone that's called out to Sodom or Sydney, they don't respond to all those.
And I thought there was someone had a permit to do fireworks in town too. Personal show, I thought.
Yeah, that I
don't know. Maybe that, that was a Facebook rumor too, so. But
must be true. It was on Facebook.
I know. It's on Facebook. It's always true. I'm
sure that would require a special event permit.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, they can come to us. But, all right. Well, anything else?
Unless anybody has any questions about anything.
You're doing good work.
You are doing a good job.
Thank you.
I know.
Good, sir.
Just I had a full head of hair when I started.
Yeah. Just don't read Facebook. So.
I know.
Okay, treasurer's report, bills. Any questions on the bills?
There were two copies of the regional planning invoice in there. There are only one bill in here.
Maybe one check.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, they're like a check.
Okay. For only one of those invoices, or okay.
It's the sign for Central Bank.
Sorry?
Central Bank's the same way. Double bill.
Yes.
Looks like several of them are kind of like that.
But the Central Bank actually on the... I haven't looked at that invoice as closely, but it's got two $25,000 on each, or are there...
This shows a total due of 64.
Yeah.
And they're the same account number.
Okay.
It looks like some of them just
copied over
twice.
Well, I noticed that both you and Rena sent out the link to the board packet. So that might be how some of those got in there duplicated. Bless you.
Is there duplicate checks too?
Nope.
Okay.
So far I'm not seeing any.
You guys are looking at that. There is one to our credit.
Are they coming in this month to do the audit, or was that last month?
They're here.
Yeah, they've already been here.
Okay. They're gone now?
They really didn't come in.
June 1st.
That's what I thought.
Well, it was supposed to be June 1st and ended up getting pushed back to the 2nd.
Any other questions on the polls? Are you still going through them?
No, I'm good.
Motion to pay bills is presented.
Second.
Perry?
Yes.
Ping?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stewart?
Yes.
There's one sewer credit for 600 West Austin for $265.72. Water power backup sump pump malfunctioned. Those seem like a good concept, but we get several of those a year.
Mm-hmm. Did our meter detect us that it was gone?
I think so. I think that's how Rena alerted him, because he's not even living in the house.
Okay. Yeah, because it looks like it was on 6:30 that was noticed. Or 6:29, 6:30. Maybe.
A motion for the water sewer credit.
Or we can table it.
I just can't remember.
Do what?
I just can't remember if we normally approve these or if it's. Okay. This has been a while since we've had one. Motion to approve the sewer credit for 600 West Austin, the amount of $265.72.
So, go ahead. My question doesn't have anything really to do with this.
Well, we just need a second on the motion.
I'll second.
And then roll call.
Perry?
Yes.
Hayne?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
I guess what I'm concerned are meters didn't detect this, should detect it a lot sooner. So I don't know.
Those water powered sump pumps put out like thousands of gallons in an hour. They're like flushing.
But I think it was this question of then why wasn't that?
Yeah, but then our
picked up quicker.
It should have sent out.
Well, Rena just texted me and she said she called him as soon as it showed up on the system and she called him.
Okay.
He doesn't live in town. He lives out of town. So.
Does anybody live in this house?
No. He moved and. His plan is to sell it.
Well, can we have the guy that sold us the system look at this one? Because it concerns me that much water went out before. I'm not saying you guys or Rena, anybody did wrong. I'm just saying this should detect us. This should send us something before that much water. Because they're designed to be a lot. To be more sensitive than that.
Well, the problem is, it was the 29th.
No, that's our billing.
That's your billing, never mind. I'll be quiet then.
But here's my question. How is someone's sump pump attached to our water meter?
No, it's the water
backup. Powered. That makes the pump go instead
it's
of
a backup.
Power.
It's a backup.
Okay, so it's, okay.
Which they
so
are
basically,
great concept until this happens.
Right.
Yeah. But it's still cheaper than new basement.
That's true.
So I think we need to have the meter company guy look at this one because.
Well, I think we need the meter. We need to maybe sit down and do a training too because they don't get alerts. You have to actually look at the leak report.
Okay.
So if Rena comes in on Monday morning, looks at the leak report, and somebody has a busted meter. Say Friday afternoon, or a leak Friday afternoon,
mm-hmm.
It's a leak from Friday all the way till Monday.
That's exactly where my head
so
is.
So it should be given an alert or something,
no,
or text.
I
who's going to text?
He said that it gives alerts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it doesn't, I don't think it does. I don't think
and
it's set up to
case,
give an alert.
If that's the case, then Matt would be the one getting them because they don't come to us.
Yeah, I'm sure we can set up a couple people. But.
I think it should go to a couple of us.
Exactly.
Not just Matt, because Matt could be out of town.
Right.
Or
if we've got a login, I can see and then make an email distribution that can text you as
mm-hmm.
well.
Well, that's a quick phone call to.
And
I can't
that's something we
name,
need to set
can,
down. There's a couple of different questions we have and different reports that we need to do.
And it's probably
so
about
we need to bring these guys back in.
All the meters in, now we come
so,
back in.
And I've talked to Rena a little bit about it. Make a list of things that you want the system to do. Make a list of things that is lacking. And that's one of the things we did talk about is, like you said, if she doesn't look at the leak report Friday afternoon and someone has a busted pipe Friday afternoon, it's going to leak all weekend. So.
And and we don't know that this one, you know, she didn't call him as soon as he caught it, and then he just didn't come until.
Yeah.
You know,
I know. Was it last week? One day they turned off someone's water because of a leak. Is this the one they turned off the water? The maintenance guys went out and turned off the water. Because I was kind of, it was like last Monday they were.
I don't think it's a bad idea. As long as you don't charge them to
get
back
home. Yeah, no, they it's like can't get a hold of anybody. They go out and just turn it off real quick.
Yeah.
Hopefully they're not filling their pool. So.
Even if they are.
Yeah.
Well, and the system also, even though it reads every hour, it only relays it back to us every 3. Mm-hmm.
So that's, yeah.
So that's something we can.
That we have no control over. If we catch it, we call the person, and then they don't show up for.
No, and that's
fine.
As long as we document it.
Yeah, we.
And I think if we document that, and then something like this comes in, and they don't call us for days after, that's something that needs to be on this report.
Okay.
Because then we can say, well. We called you and you didn't respond.
Okay.
And what I was getting at wasn't against anybody not doing what they're supposed to. It's just I think our meters should be catching this sooner and alerting us sooner. Because that's a lot of water. And you're only going to have a 1-inch line at the most going to that that's coming into your house, so that's
a lot of water.
All right. Regular session minutes.
Motion to approve regular session minutes from June 16th and the 23rd.
Second.
We don't have to roll call this anymore, right? All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Okay. Personnel manual. Do you have stuff for us today?
Sent Brian an email for the watermark and apparently didn't go through, so.
Hey, we're further along on this policy manual than we've
it's
been in
completely
years.
Done. We're just making it, beautifying it.
Beautifying it. And then can you send it out to all of us?
I did.
Did you? I didn't get it.
Beautified?
I want the beautified one. When you get it beautified.
You got the final draft, so you got it. Everything is in there. All of your appendixes.
All right. Any review of the 2021 budget year? Fiscal.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Special meeting?
Did you just say fiscal?
He sure did. He enunciated it too, so that we knew.
I feel like it needs a proclamation.
Hate all of you. So, all right. Any comments, questions, or anything about that? We do need to get it approved eventually.
Are you talking about the session minutes,
review
the study session
of
minutes?
A review of the budget and appropriations.
I thought we were still doing approval of prior minutes.
Oh, no, we've moved on. We've already talked about employee manual.
I know, but weren't those in the packet?
Yeah, the minutes were in there.
Yeah, they're not a regular session. They're a study session.
Well, you just approved it.
Never mind.
All right, so.
You're right, it is only a week apart. I mean, is there a reason we can't pass the budget? I don't know what else we're going to do to change it.
I don't
we've
either.
We've got to do the
last
we've
raises.
Raises.
Oh, we haven't done raises.
As soon as I have what you guys want
right.
in there, then I can do the final.
The final, final.
Right, the final, and put it in ordinance form and be ready
will
to vote.
Will you
be
beautify?
Well, you are approving an appropriation ordinance, so you could just take a number, pad it. And
you can put it in there, and if
that,
we don't do it,
and then
yeah.
that's independent of the actual raises, if any, that you grant.
So long as it's not more.
It's your call, but this has to get approved this month.
Yeah.
Come on, we're not down to the last minute yet.
You're not sweating yet.
I say we just approve it.
We
get
can't.
It over.
It's all we're waiting on.
Yeah.
I don't know what it did with it. I had that sheet with all the raised stuff on it. So you want to pass the budget with, what do you want to put in there?
Or do we can discuss it.
We can discuss, yeah.
Okay.
But we don't need to hold it up so long.
Okay, what's your discussion on it? I'm
in the executive session.
Well, no, not on the raises. I mean, we can go to that for raises. So, never mind. We'll go to executive session.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
The numbers that you got in your current draft are basically last year's numbers?
No, it's last year's numbers plus 5%.
Okay.
Oh, for the raise part.
Yeah. Yeah, and every community is a little different. We've got other communities that buffer about 10% in for each line item, so they all plan on coming in 10% of the appropriated amount.
Because we did a study session last week, and we decided what we wanted on the budget. So the budget's done, except for raises. The only thing we didn't discuss. So.
Well, if you prove this as it sits, and you prove less than 5% increases, then you'd be fine. If you proved it as it sits, and you wanted to prove raises that were higher than that, then you have to move some money around for somebody else to pay for it.
So, it's up to you guys. We can approve it that way, and then we can decide raises next meeting.
I say we go ahead.
And then just approve the budget as it sets, and then we have.
We don't have.
We can't give anybody more than 5%.
We only have review.
Yeah. Well, never mind. We can't approve the budget today.
I'm sorry.
The agenda doesn't say approval. It says review.
I prefer to have it say approval, but I don't think that precludes you from voting on it, but. It sounds to me like there's not enough support for just knocking it all out, so you can do it at the next meeting, but we really have to do it at the next meeting.
Yeah.
I'm just anxious with all the weird COVID stuff that we've got. We really don't want to.
I'm fine with approving it as it sets, and then next meeting.
I don't even know what our next ordinance number is.
We can put that on there later. We did that for years under the last clerk.
Yeah, it's my opinion that when you approve an ordinance with an ordinance number, then the board has approved it. So if you ever screwed up and you need to change that number, then we take a board vote to do it. If you approve an ordinance and don't assign a number to it, that's the clerk's job, or purview, or the authority, is to assign the number to it. And that's okay.
Are you okay for this? That it's done.
Well, you could also approve it and then amend it at your next meeting.
Yeah. Or just approve it at the next meeting.
Or just approve it.
Let's talk about
meeting.
Raises and we'll approve it. I mean, okay. You always come out of executive session and approve it.
That's true. That's true. Perfect. All right. Anything for the good order? Really haven't hit the nuisance list for a while. I know you went back through 2 weeks ago to all the properties.
Yeah, 629 left.
So I don't know. I haven't looked through it. I don't even know the property number. I can find it real quick. I don't know where it's at.
We have one that needs letters sent by Mark's office, and I think it's already in his table. He might have already sent the letters.
We have a few that are making efforts to try to clean up.
We have one that's not.
That you can see, or they really
know that actually progress being
okay.
Being made. I've talked to a few that are trying. You know, sometimes
that's good.
A process.
It's all that. It's all we ask, really.
Then,
we want it completely cleaned up.
Big brush piles in Austin that they were cleaning up yesterday. And others are doing nothing, but some are actually trying.
So it's one of the properties is the one that the house is being tore down. Their permit is.
Is it the one on Warren Street?
There it is. Right over here, yeah.
It's just the foundation lift. I was going to ask about that one too.
That permit is either done or it is going to be soon. So that one needs to be added with a letter.
And that needs to be quick because that's got a basement on it.
Yeah.
And that
which
floor
is probably
no
full of
sound.
I don't think there hasn't been any action on that for a piece of pipeline.
Yeah.
Well,
that is probably full of water. Some we got mosquitoes too.
Matt
so.
Has gone and done some tablets.
Okay.
Or it has in the past.
You're working tomorrow, right?
And then the other one that had a building permit was Wilson's house. I don't know their street number. Off the
right
top.
In front of the church.
Unfortunately,
we know where that's at.
That one's that their building permit's complete too, and it needs a letter.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Didn't they get an extension? Because I asked about
that.
Extension's
done too.
No. I don't know if there was an extension on this one that just went out.
Okay.
Can you check with Matt tomorrow on those? And if they don't, if their permits are done, since you're here, that's why I kind of put that on you. And then have Rena forward it to Mark's office so he can send letters.
And I'll make Matt knows it probably does not need an extension or deserve an extension.
Yeah, I agree.
If they reapply for one.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Cool. And then I think Justin was doing a title search on one of them, or maybe. No, that's a long time ago.
Not for Justin.
No.
Brunner.
All right. Anything else on that? We want to discuss that. I don't see any reason why they can't do that. And then they don't have a drive up, so people don't have to go into the store. As long as they're checking ID and they're.
I mean, you're the liquor commissioner.
Yeah,
so
I don't have a problem with that.
This is a curbside pickup.
Yeah, for liquor.
I am pretty sure you have the leeway to make that call, but we should probably read the ordinance to see. I've got two other everybody has a Casey, so I've got a couple other communities where we need to amend our ordinance. You wouldn't be able to tonight anyway, so we'll just cross-check our ordinance tomorrow.
And this will only be for just an extent of
well, I don't
COVID
imagine they're wanting
correct.
To do that forever, I wouldn't think.
I
they
don't
have the personnel
to
do it.
Forever, so.
They don't have the personnel to do it, so.
I don't know.
They wanted to.
Casey wants to do curbside.
Is their license just beer and wine, or do they have
spirits?
And then we take spirits out? Thank you, spirits or not?
It just says package.
Yeah.
So selling beer.
Curbside
beer
sales.
Says beer.
Because we're doing beer and wine in the other two communities.
Do we know, are they going to have like a designated spot that you pull in
it doesn't
and get
say.
Help, or is it going to
yeah.
be a...
Maybe their whole parking lot.
Somebody on roller skates
just,
the tablet.
They would take a tablet and scan the license, scan the driver's license. That's all it says.
That would be entertaining. On his roller skates.
I just didn't know if that was anything you were taking action right now, because I thought even the governor's executive orders okayed this.
Well, they okayed takeout liquor. I mean, like
yes.
you can get a drink to go.
But
it's
Texas and Louisiana.
I know.
You can't drink it in the car, but you
orders.
Can get it to go.
That's right.
You gotta have a little piece of paper on the top of the straw.
Piece of paper.
If you have it in the car. I think that it does. You know, the question is, does the mayor have the authority to do it under ordinance anyway? Probably, but I'll check that out.
Okay.
If it turns out that the mayor doesn't, then you'll see a easy ordinance pop up on your next agenda. If you have consensus that you think it's a really bad idea, this would be a good time to speak up before maybe it puts an effort into
it's a weird world we're in right now.
The other communities we were going to make changes haven't yet talked about it. I haven't had any pushback from anybody on wanting to put any kinds of restrictions on how they do it. But you could very easily if you wanted to say that it. I don't think they could hand it to someone in the public roadway. I think it has to be on the property. That's pretty legally clear. Any other kinds of restrictions you would come up with, you could. Given that it's probably a pretty responsible corporate partner that we've not had problems with, that's fine, but that's going to extend to anybody else that has the packaged liquor license, so you don't want to just ignore it.
Which I don't think we really had problems with anybody.
Yeah, no. And we could make adjustments to it down the road if we really had trouble with it.
I mean, technically, that's what Lou and Denny does. You drive up to the sliding glass door, like you used to.
Yeah,
I don't think they do it anymore, but have the sliding glass door, you run over the little thing, it goes ding, and they run out and take care. So technically, they've done that for years. So, any other discussion? Anybody have any heartburn over that? Ideas? All right. Anything else while we're in open session? Do you want to go to closed session?
Go ahead. The Fisher's property.
Oh. Okay. We can talk about it. That was supposed to be on here too, wasn't it?
That's all right. It's nothing. I just wanted to put it in the minutes and something that we approved for that amount of money. What Matt is waiting for is for us to give him how we want him to do it, and then also the dirt from East Side Station. He was hoping that we could co-inhere that together. So that dirt can be used.
How much is he talking?
$2,500 to $3,000. It's going to depend on dirt. And
here's my biggest problem with the Fisher property. We've been dealing with this for a couple years now, it seems. That was put in there by our engineers. It was a poor design because it's a huge, steep bank, which I think it makes it a traffic hazard as well as it's a horrible mowing thing. So we're putting the onus on the property owner to mow our steep ditches that we put in to alleviate things. I want the village to pay for the parts of it. Fishers are putting it in. We said we'd try to help them with dirt, help them what we can. If we want to go give them the 16-year-olds we have, or the high schoolers to help move things around and stuff, I'm fine with that too. But I think we should put out the money to pay for the stuff. Like it's going to go in there to fix that so it can be mowed, and then the property owner will mow from then on.
So that the rest of the village understands what we're talking about, could you explain that?
I don't know, how many years ago? 10, 15 years ago? We were having
Lift station there was flooding.
Yeah, we were having
what it was for.
The lift station, but there was also some properties off Benham Street that were flooding. So to get the water across Benham and to use the ditch that runs along the Fisher's Field property, they put a culvert in with a huge steep embankment that wasn't there before they did all of that to make the water sort of run. What direction is that?
East, what, east?
East, east. Run east out of town into that slough that goes that way. Apparently there was some handshake agreement, but it's not in the minutes of the meetings and stuff, that the village would mow that for forever.
In perpetuity.
Perpetuity. We can't find it anywhere. Our village maintenance thinks it's not safe for our employees to go out there and mow it because it's a steep ditch. I find it kind of rude of the village to go ahead and pull out, or we're not going to mow it anymore after we made this big, huge, steep bank on your property, and it's all yours to deal with now. To fix it, we made a deal with the Fishers to fix it. They're doing most of the labor. We're going to help out too with some dirt. It needs some pipes to go through there to run it, so we can run it underground and kind of fix that, and then the Fishers will mow it from then on. So I would like for the board to approve the $3,000, just to go up to $3,000. How's that for the pieces and parts? And give Matt the direction from the village board to help out as much as he can, such as helping coordinate getting the dirt to fill it up. We need to use our bucket truck to get the dirt over there. I mean, all that stuff. Help out as much as we can.
I think something a little bit in writing would help to keep us from this handshake. That's kind of what
I do. We have
that's
a writing
what
thing.
I'm
Mark did a writing
here.
Thing
okay.
for us. It's written up.
Okay.
It's all signed except for one of them. Somehow the village ended up with a non-signed copy. So I don't know how that happened. We signed everything. He had his lawyer. It's not your fault. It's on me.
Okay.
I don't know. Through the trying to do the social distancing with Mr. Fisher and everything, somehow we ended up with the unsigned one.
Okay.
So I'll fix that. We'll get it signed again. But no, we have agreements. It's in writing. It gives us access to it. It gives us a utility right of way.
Can you reach out to Gary and just let him know?
I will.
That the beginning of August, we're looking at having dirt available. So
okay, perfect.
And it's his signature that you're missing, correct?
It's actually both of ours. There's a signed copy somewhere. I don't know if he ended up with both the signed ones, and I don't know. It was.
Just make sure you have the signed one in hand before any work begins.
So.
That way, the board has the signed copy.
Yeah. All right. Anything else on that?
No, and that's all. I was making sure we're kind of.
Yeah, and that makes sense.
Because I don't ever remember us saying we were going to mow that.
I know, and that's the problem with the handshake agreements. And
it would be
the
nice
way things used to be done.
It would be nice to see if who's on the corner there. Is that a Billman? Or
I think it was Billman. I don't know.
Whatever their corner ditch right there got very steep from that also. So I don't know. I haven't really looked at it to see if there's something we could do to. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Because I could see them saying something if we're fixing the other side of the road.
Yep. Anything else on that? All right. Anything else to discussion? Open meeting.
Can I start discussing with the, I know we still got to pass our budget next 2 weeks, but can I start discussing with the air burner people?
Yes.
Okay.
Because nobody has any, everybody wants that. It's in the budget. Yes.
We got to start getting rid of that.
Because if we have another storm, we're going to have to store it on the lot back here behind the police station.
It's a lot of brush. There's a lot of brush.
Okay. I'll get quotes and all that stuff, so.
Are you planning to pay for that cash outright, or do a couple
that,
years, or?
We could do a couple years if we wanted to do,
pay cash outright.
Yeah, it's probably best. I don't know if these companies do any financing with used. I can find out.
Oh, that's right. We're getting a used, so
yeah.
Probably have to get cash.
That's cool. That's a good idea.
Yes, Jeff.
So
yes. Jared, did you have something?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're talking about the pickup that we do from the entire town considered brush.
Yeah.
Like, I think we need a better definition of what brush exactly is. Because I've seen people just put, like, a tree got cut down
we're supposed to have
the brush pile, and we pick it up. And
there's a definition. It can only be so big. And
but we had 20, 30 trees, maybe 40, that Ameren cut down this spring.
Right.
That was ours to pick up.
I'm just talking about the past month.
Yeah.
I mean, piles and piles of stuff by the road that doesn't look like brush.
No, there's stipulations on the size it should be.
I can't remember what street that comes before my house. I mean, it just piles up there, and we pick it up.
So I know we had two big storms come through. Because one's come by trees, both of them.
Once we get the burner thing, get ahead of things.
Yeah,
that's going to change. That's going
to
be a game.
They
changer.
Do pay attention to. They don't pick up whole trees as long as they know it's a whole tree and where it came from.
Okay.
But it's pretty defined in our ordinances what we pick up.
I noticed that there was some logs out there that got picked up. I can see why our lot is getting.
It's full.
It's full.
It's been full for years.
Did you have some, Justin?
Okay. I just say, since the last budget meeting, I've had a taser and a taser camera go south.
Good thing it's in the budget.
Sent a message to Axon. They said as long as nothing needs replaced, if it's repairable, it won't cost anything regardless of warranty or not. If something needs replaced, then we would have to look at buying something. Right now, I have more than enough tasers. But Adrian gets back, if we happen to hire somebody down the road or more, we could get in a situation where we could be.
And that's something maybe we can look at too. If we do hire another full-timer, that'd be part of his initial, you know, his issue, what we issue him to.
But I think I just guess, is it okay if I send those off to at least get checked out? Because basically one has a dim display. The camera has, it's showing, I can't remember if it's a major or critical fault. I'm hoping it's something
yes,
that they can
yeah, you,
reprogram yeah. and maybe
please.
Fix. And then
you don't know
get
what happens until you get it sent off, so they can always send them back, fixed or not.
Yeah, I just wanted to know with the budget and everything, I didn't want to.
And if it's $100, that's not going to blow our budget.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish it. There
were $100.
How much is a taser?
I haven't priced them. I think the X2s are like around $2,000. I think the 26s are, and I could be completely off on this. I know the camera, the one thing that I'm having a problem with is I think anywhere from 500 to 700 depends. But what is good about that is it's rechargeable as opposed to buying a battery, which only works X amount of times, and you have to buy a new battery. And you also have a camera to document things.
So does the camera go on like a rail?
It actually goes into the handle like a magazine to a pistol. So it goes in there and basically you take it off. I download it into the computer and it has all the videos that are on there, it has all the data, everything. When I download it, it uploads any firmware to the taser, updates everything. That's when I found out I had a problem when I did that, and it didn't want to work.
When we get done, go look at them. It's the best way to figure it out.
Do you know how they work?
Yeah. In fact, we've done a demo before for a board meeting.
Brian will catch you.
Now they don't give away the cartridges.
Right.
The cartridges are expensive. I'll
pass the hat around before we do
that. All right, anything else for the open meeting?
I decided not to become a police officer.
Nope.
You are not.
Nope.
I have people interested. I've had some people interested in part time, but
we'll
can you check
to
the part time academy and all that stuff?
It's worse than. I mean, I can, but I don't know if there's even. And if we hire somebody right now, they'll get out about the same time they do the full time academy.
Well, I know, but it's an option, though. It'd be nice to have some part timers, like local people that
but
live in town.
I think those are even more scarce than.
Very much so.
Well, and that's something we can talk about too. I know another community that bumped their part-time pay up quite a bit just to get some experienced police officers that needs a little extra money here and there. So
I don't think that would hurt anything. It might help.
All right. Anything else for the good order? All right. I need a motion to go into executive session.
Motion to go into executive session.
For the limited purpose of discussing the hiring, performance, compensation, and or employment of one or more village employees, 5 ILCS 122C1.
Yes.
Second. I need a second.
Jared made the motion.
Jared did make the motion.
So I'll second if you didn't already vote for that.
Or you could, the other Jared could second it. So it's kind of a joint.
Perry.
Yes.
King.
Yes.
Robbins.
Yes.
Stuber.
Yes.